It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Time now for your daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg reporter Kyle Stock. Renewable energy appears to be surging despite the current administration's efforts to reduce funding for natural sources like wind and solar. Will renewables be able to keep up with increasing demand? Kyle, renewables are going up at a time when the regulations that were requiring them have been rolled back. Is that surprising?
I mean, it's definitely counterintuitive. It goes against the narrative and the policy framework we're seeing out of DC. But when you look at the economics around these technologies, it's not that surprising. It's just getting so cheap and so quick to build these, especially relative to alternatives. And then on the demand side of the equation, we have these data centers and these electric vehicles and the increasing electrification of industry. So there's this huge demand pull. So it's kind of all hands on deck. Like, we're getting electrons wherever we can. And increasingly, that's the green ones, the renewable ones.
It really does speak to the demand, as you say. I mean, there is so much demand for electricity across the board, particularly with data centers. And as you say, EVs. And what you're saying is that renewables are now cost competitive. So a company can go toward renewables as opposed to the typical fallback of fossil fuels.
Not only that, they're actually cheaper. The latest study out of Lazar looking at the levelized cost of it's generally in almost all cases cheaper to build specifically wind and solar than coal, natural gas, nuclear, all these other alternatives, and it's generally way faster. So that's powerful economics for a utility executive right now.
And it's cheaper even when subsidies are removed. I mean, that was one of the things that has kept it cost competitive, but you're saying that now it's really competing on its own?
Yeah. Yeah, even without subsidies, I mean, the technology is just getting better, it's getting more energy dense, more efficient. The manufacturing is getting better. They're getting cheaper to make. The sort of unit economics are improving. There's more of them being churned out. So it's a growth story that kind of is succeeding and flourishing despite the policy environment.
So we've been kind of lumping this in as renewables, and obviously there are different kinds. Are there ones that are more popular now, again, as this demand just continues to increase and increase?
Yeah, the one that really jumps out is solar. It was up, the amount of electricity we got from solar in this country last year was up 28%. Just the economics around that are improving. It's a little less fraught than wind when it comes to pushback from folks that might not be so into green energy. And so wind is stalling a little bit, but solar's Solar is really the big one. Storage, battery storage, is also growing like crazy, and that makes a ton of sense. That's not actually captured in this electricity generating data, because those batteries are just kind of storing electricity that's out there already. But that's another one on that, on sort of the green energy picture, that's really playing a larger role.
Hey, Kyle, this is Rebecca here. I had another question for you. I'm curious, in his State of the Union address, Donald Trump said that data centers are going to have to start providing for their own energy needs. Can you tell me kind of your thoughts on that or how that may work?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really tricky political situation for Trump or anyone else in D.C. right now, because the demands from these centers are so large. It's kind of stressing the rate base. And there's a narrative there where regular homeowners are paying for the cost of these new electricity plants, whether they get on ChatGPT or not. So that's some savvy political positioning there. The truth of the matter is most of these developers are pretty much looking to do that anyways. They don't want to rely on a grid or utility that might take 8 to 10 years to build a plant when they need to stand these things up right away. So most of these centers are getting tied to new plants that are being directly bankrolled by these companies, or there's an implicit contract to purchase X amount of energy a year. A lot of those plants are in fact green, solar and storage and or wind. Some of them are natural gas turbines, but the supply chain for natural gas turbines is really stressed right now. They're hard to buy even if you want to. So these companies are taking those matters into their own hands. But I think Trump is firing a shot across the bow that, like, hey, we're not going to put homeowners on the hook for these costs, which is a pretty savvy thing to do politically.
All right. That's Bloomberg reporter Kyle Stock. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays, 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, turn into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.